of your Lord, we worship you. Our wonderful Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Praise his name, our wonderful Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, O God. Wonderful Savior, we praise thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, we worship you, we praise you, dear God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Savior, praise you, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Lord.
Well, happy 4th of July, everyone. And I know we're all excited about the fireworks that are happening tonight. I don't know, do they have them on this lake at all?
Yes.
They do? Because I think I was here once before. I never remember. I remember hearing them, but not seeing them. In my town, I was sharing with some folks, the Catholic Church right across the lake. My house is situated where there's a lake between us and the Catholic Church, and they have a carnival every year. And that at the end of that carnival on a Saturday night, they have fireworks they shoot right over the lake. And this happened 3 years ago, and we thought they were going to be like mediocre. They ended up being fantastic fireworks. So now the chapel puts on fireworks every year. We don't, but we have people, all the folks come over in our beautiful parking lot, if I haven't mentioned it. And we have coffee and stuff out there for folks, lawn chairs, and the best fireworks in the county. And I think we're going to be very upset when the Catholic Church doesn't do it anymore, because they're like our fireworks. And it's so exciting, right? Well, we are going to be praying for our country today and thanking God for it. But I thought of this verse from Philippians 3. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. So first we're going to celebrate our first citizenship, and that's to the glorious kingdom of Christ. And a good song for that, I thought, is 165, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken. And then we're going to sing God Bless America. So why don't we stand together, if you will. 165, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
Sure, he knows where's a
sons and daughters, and all fear of want removed. Who can faint while such a river never flows? Their thirst to assuage, grace which like the Lord, the giver,
you. We exalt you, dear Jesus. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, oh, we worship you, Lord. Thank you, great King. Hallelujah. Greatly to be praised. Oh, God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, that thy kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray, Lord, for your church in America, that your Spirit, Lord, will be poured out on us, that we will heed, Lord, more keenly your word. We ask this from shore to shore. Move, Lord. Move in your people. We pray you'll free us from compromise. We pray, God, that you'll free us from the distractions that so easily beset us. And set us once again, Lord, in a greater way at liberty to see you. We pray that, dear Father. Lord, we just want to, with grateful hearts, thank you that we have this citizenship where we see the King high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. And Lord, our cry is that you'll reign greater in us. Lord, you'll have your will accomplished in us. That we, Lord, will be truly your servants and serve you daily. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do. And we give you praise and honor. And Father, it's all because of the work of Jesus, our Savior.
Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? The apostle wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2, and he said this, "Therefore I exhort first of all that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth." And we're going to do that. I asked Brother Eddie if he would lead us in a prayer for our country. I wanted to just share two things quickly. One kind of negative and then positive. The negative is this, that I've been asked a couple of times to, on the Memorial Day weekend, to join the American Legion in going to the different cemeteries to offer a prayer in remembrance of those who laid down their life and who serve our country. And sadly, that when I would get over there, I think we all get on a bus around 8 o'clock to go to the different cemeteries in town, and I would get on that with all these veterans, all with their decorations and ready, you know, in their uniforms. And what was sad was the smell of alcohol that was in that bus was tremendous. And I got judgmental. Like, the first time I said, "Well, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm getting pickled, you know, just being with these gentlemen, you know." And I said, the sacrifice wasn't for this. And, you know, all the thoughts went through my head. I was a little disgusted. But then we went to the different cemeteries. We sang our songs and prayed. And afterwards, they have a breakfast for the veterans and their families. And I joined them. And it was there I got educated. Because around the table, we all had different tables, and they can cook it up pretty good at the American Legion. And listening to them of the sacrifices of what they went through, and I was listening to even some of these veterans that maybe had a little alcohol on their breath, were saying how our country's lost some of its values, things that they paid and died for, things they believed in. Some of them even said, "I don't know if I would make the same sacrifice or commitment today." That's sad, isn't it? And I had a little different view then, and my judgment of these gentlemen fell when I realized they were discouraged and they were disheartened. Well, that's the negative side. But the positive side is that God's still working in our country. And that is on every national day of prayer, that in our town, still, we're able to get the school superintendent, the mayor, other representatives of the council, with fellow pastors, to meet in front of the high school by a flagpole and pray. And that's glorious and encouraging, that right there on school grounds, prayers being offered, and the superintendent of schools is there and in favor of it. We went there and said, "Can we hang up posters in the school?" We asked the principal, and he said, "Absolutely, get a bunch of them." That's encouraging. So God, there is this hope and this avenue that God's still working, and we need to believe that. And I wanted to, one thing we do is get the and I like to put it that way, we get the superintendent of the school to read some good stuff. And he very willingly quotes George Washington. And so if you'll bear with me, I'm just going to read a few quotes from the founding father of our country. And maybe they're very familiar to you, right? He said things like this: "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." He said, "The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. He said, make sure you are doing what God wants you to do. Then do it with all your strength. And I like this one too. What students would learn in American schools above all is the religion of Jesus Christ. Isn't that something? There's so many more, but I'm just picking for some good ones. This is a good one, too. No people can bound to acknowledge the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. Every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. You can find a lot of them. And I was thankful that here is a school superintendent who would be willing to read these, and with a good group of students around us, and some of the chapel people had participated in that as well. So thank God for that. Well, why don't we have our brother Eddie come and lead us in a prayer, and then we're going to sing God Bless, or rather America, in our hymnals, which is 493.